Buying a new horse, ordinary, necessary. For my business here, they're going to laugh in your face. So that test is right there. Thank you very, very much. So it's ordinary and necessary. Also, with the expenses, just like with income, you need to have with you receipt, okay? And on the receipt, make sure it may be, maybe you're buying supplies, maybe you're buying airfare, just whatever it is. I always like to go back to what they taught me back when I was in school, just answer the questions on this receipt. Who, what, why, when, where? Okay? And all of those don't necessarily apply for each expense, but those are types of things that they would be asking you for. Finally, the thing you have to do is file the return, as you saw. Now, something that's very, very important and that gets to be very, very tricky is personal versus business. Personal versus business. If you have a personal expense, you can't write that off, okay, inside your business account. If you have an expense that is mixed, and what do I mean by that? Let's say I'm buying computer paper, and I buy $20 worth. Can I deduct all 20? Well, my first question is going to be, is it ordinary or necessary? Absolutely. Second question is, do I use it specifically for business? And if I use it 100% for business, boom, that's about all I need to know. If I, though, use half of it for business and half of it for personal needs, then on that $20, I just divide it in two. And I just put half business, half personal. And that business portion is the part that you can deduct.
Keith, can you write off your auto ship?
Can you write off your auto ship is the question. And it's a very, the answer is in all likelihood, no. Why? You're using it yourself. That's right. Now, on some auto ships, people will buy to give away. Right. All right? That's different. But just because you have a monthly auto ship, most people are consuming it or using it on their own, so then it becomes a personal item instead of a expense item. What if you're sampling out of it? Just do a reasonable division between personal and business, okay? Every time I get a shipment, if I'm going to be trying to deduct something like that, I keep that, and I'll either put 50% business, 50% personal, but I make sure that I keep each one that is shipped to me.
I put it up there.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, just like on this one, he's showing that, you know, the paper, the ink, some of it could be for work, some of it's for, you know, printing out pictures or whatever, and you want to make sure that you're deducting the amount that is proper, because that's the only ordinary and necessary expense, and that can be a real problem.
Question right here. I totally agree. That would be the very best way if a person did that, to keep it separated right up front. Just one second. Adam in the back.
You can't argue the point that my ownership is necessary for me to get paid.
I know people who've made that argument, okay? And as far as I know, they haven't gone. They haven't. Thank you. Yeah. It's ordinary and necessary, but the problem is it then meets the business versus personal use. You run into the personal use test. If it's personal use, it's non-deductible. Okay.
Question.
Yes, sir.
I heard Dr. Wallach say to loan the company, like for me, I'm set up as a company, loan the company the money, and the company reimburses you for buying the products that way.
Loan the company.
The company, when you start out, most people don't have startup costs to buy the product, you know,
right,
to start the auditorship, stuff like that, to, you know, to get started. Dr. Waller was saying you loan, you do a contract with a form and you loan that to the company and the company reimburses you for that.
Yeah, you, but if they're paying back a loan, it's non-deductible, okay? So you, there are ways that, that on, actually on that one, even on that one, it, you have to be very careful. Cause it, just go back to the two big tests. First of all, ordinary and necessary. Second of all, personal versus business, and just stick with those because that's what the IRS agents could look at.
So actually the company is feeding you.
They is what?
Actually the company is buying and feeding you. You just have to be the recipient of the product.
And I know the argument you're trying to make. Will it hold? I don't know. I mean, I have papers to take.
The company is buying the products and they're feeding you.
But again, there's a use, personal use. For personal use, yeah, right.
All I'm saying is the company's buying a product and feeding you. You just can't use it as a deductible.
That's right.
The company's being nice and feeding you these products.
That's right. And they can do that, just not deduct it. They can do that all day.
Right.
One more real quick. Oh, I thought you had it up. Now,
do you want me to go back or?
Yeah, if you'll go back. Let's see.